Hear further from the word of the Lord as it is written in the prophecy of Jeremiah, part of chapter 31. Thus says Yehovah of armies, the God of Israel, as yet they shall say this word in the land of Judah and in its cities, when I shall return their captivity. Yehovah bless thee, O home of justice, O mountain of holiness. And they shall dwell in her, in Judah and all its cities together, farmers and they who journey with a drove. For I have soaked the fainting soul with good things, and I have filled every sad soul. Upon this I awoke and saw, and my sleep was agreeable to me. Behold, the days come, says Yehovah, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall be, as I have watched over them to pluck up and to tear down and to break down and to make perish and to bring evil, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says Yehovah. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a wild grape, and the teeth of the sons are dulled. But a man shall die in his own iniquity. Every man that eats the wild grape, his teeth shall be dulled. Behold, the days are coming, says Yehovah, and I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers, in the day that I held their hand firmly to bring them out from the land of Egypt, which covenant of mine they made of no effect, even though I was a husband to them, says Yehovah. For this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Yehovah, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more a man his companion and a man his brother, saying, Know Yehovah. For they shall all know me, from the smallest of them to the greatest of them, says Yehovah. For I will pardon their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. We also read from Apocalypse Revealed, part of the exposition of the message to the church in Pergamos. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, signifies to those and about those people who place all of the church in good works, and not anything in the truths of doctrine. That these are meant by the church in Pergamos is evident from what is written to it when understood in the spiritual sense. But something must be premised about these people so that it may be known who they are in the church and what they are like. There are two kinds of men of whom the Christian church at this day for the most part consists. One, who are in works alone, and in no truths. The other, who are in worship alone, and neither in works nor in truths. The first group are treated of here, the others in what is written to the church in Sardis. Those who are in works alone and in no truths are like those who act and do not understand. And deeds without understanding are inanimate. They appear before the angels like images carved out of wood. And those who have placed merit in their works appear like those carved images naked, without any covering whatever. They also appear like sheep without wool. And those who place merit in them like such sheep covered with dung. For all works are done from the will by the understanding, and in the understanding they receive life, and at the same time clothing. Hence it is, as was said, that they appear to the angels as things inanimate and naked. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.